Talking Wellness at Memorial Care Health System. It's time for Weekly Dose of Wellness. Here's Deborah Howell.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our program. You're listening to Weekly Dose of Wellness, brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. I am Deborah Howell. Today, our guest is Terry Nikoletich, RN and Program Director for Perinatal Education and Lactation Support Services at Miller Children's and Women's Hospital in Long Beach. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit to Nurse Nikoletich about the benefits of breastfeeding for baby and for mom. Welcome, Nurse Nikoletich.
Good morning.
Would you rather I call you Terry?
I would prefer that. Thank you.
Easier for me, too.
Okay.
All right, Terry, let's get right into it. What benefits do breastfeeding have for babies?
Well, there's many benefits for babies. Probably the primary that we think of first is just that extra bonding and attachment that happens when moms hold their babies so close as they provide breast milk. But we also want our moms to understand that breast milk is unique in that it is species-specific. Mm-hmm. Human babies were meant to receive human milk. Okay. And it's been shown that when that occurs, it provides additional protection to the baby. They tend to become sick less often. Mm-hmm. They tend to develop less common respiratory infections, ear infections, diarrhea, common instances that you see happen in a lot of young children's lives. We also see that in the future, these children tend to have less instances of obesity, asthma. It also seems to reduce the risk of childhood cancers.
Wow.
And also decreases the risk of sudden infant death syndrome. We don't actually know what causes sudden infant death syndrome, but we do know what seems to reduce the risk, and breastfeeding is one of those things.
That's just incredible. I can't imagine how they figured that out, but I'm sure they did.
Well, there's lots of studies that they've done.
Yeah.
You know, I like to tell mamas it's almost like an immunization. It's like giving that baby the first immunization and it doesn't hurt. The baby.
Not much, anyway.
Not much, no.
So does breastfeeding benefit the moms as well as the babies?
Absolutely. It's in the immediate period of time after delivery, the sucking at the breast stimulates oxytocin to be released, and that helps her uterus contract down even better, and thereby it decreases the amount of bleeding that might occur post-delivery. We also see that moms that are breastfeeding tend to experience lower rates of postpartum depression. And then in the future, we see that when women have breastfed, and the longer that they breastfed for, they seem to have a lower risk of developing uterine, breast, or ovarian cancer. And probably the best benefit is the fact that it's extremely convenient and it's free.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. As long as you feed yourself.
That's probably the most practical.
As long as you can feed yourself, you can feed your kid for free.
Yes.
Now, I have a question. Before I ask this next question, you said the longer the benefit. Now, there is a point where it gets a bit, ridiculous if the kid is 4 years old.
Well, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that women breastfeed their babies for at least 1 year, the first 6 months being exclusive, meaning that's the only milk that's the only fluid that baby's going to receive.
Okay.
And then as they add solids, they still continue to provide some breast milk feedings. But the World Health Organization, they actually recommend that women breastfeed for 2 years.
Wow.
And, of course, the World Health Organization, they're looking at our whole world, all the countries. They see in their studies, of course, that in our countries where we have very high infant mortality and morbidity rates, the longer those babies are on the breast, the more chance they have of surviving. The healthier the moms are, the healthier the babies are.
Mm-hmm.
But our recommendation in our country is at least 1 year.
Okay.
We're excited when we just get a mom to a month, 2 months, 6 months, because many of our moms go back to work shortly after work, and that has its own little challenges.
Of course. Do you have any tips for those new moms trying to breastfeed and get everything done in a day?
Well, actually, you know, and initially it may feel to a mom like that's all she's doing is feeding her baby.
Right.
Because breast milk is that perfect size of protein for human babies. They digest it relatively quickly, and they do tend to need to nurse more often than if you were to give them a bottle of formula, for example.
Mm-hmm.
However, as time goes on, those feedings do stretch because they become better at it. They're able, their tummies have capacity grows. They're able to hold more milk. And they do eventually stretch out their feedings just like any other baby does. However, they'll cluster feed periodically where they want to nurse a lot more often. And then maybe the next day they go back to those 3 to 4 hour, every 3 to 4 hour feedings. So it's important for a mom to just learn as much as she can about mm-hmm. what breastfeeding experiences are like. And there's, thank goodness, there's so many more resources for young moms, much more so than there was when I breastfed my babies. So
right.
it's important for her to relax. Remember that it's a rare instance that our bodies ever let us down. We were created to have this ability to breastfeed our babies. The milk we're providing is species-specific, which means it's exactly what our babies need to be healthy, and mm-hmm. there absolutely is no substitute that measures up to what breast milk provides.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing she needs to do is build her support system. It's important for new moms to hang out with other new moms, especially mm-hmm. those that are also breastfeeding, because you can support, you can encourage each other, you can share information and education. So I always, when I have the opportunity to talk to new moms, I always ask them, who are they talking to? Who are they spending some time with? It's so important for her to have that place to go with her baby to just relax once in a while. So, you know, you can look out in your community for things like support groups that are offered through your La Leche leagues, mm-hmm. your parks and recreation, you know, and I think it's always better when moms kind of look for those things before they actually need them.
Sure.
Because that just, it's all that preparatory work that really can help you feel supported in the decisions that you make and helps you be a better parent, better mama.
Everything, you know, if you get in there early and you get a little team of girls, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you have them in your circle, so because everything is new when you first have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And so at least if that's already in place, that's something that's not new. That's a place of comfort you can go to.
Right. It really does take a village. You know, to
yeah.
really help. I mean, our families need to be nurtured. And as nurses, when they're in the hospital with us, we have that unique opportunity to mother the mother. And the way that we mother the mother, the way we respect her decisions, the way we care for her in a culturally appropriate manner, all of that mothering, it's modeling to her how she should mother her children.
Right.
And mother her baby. So we have this narrow window of time, those first few days, to try to ensure that our moms get off to the best start possible.
I can't say enough for what you RNs do in that situation, not to mention every other situation, but it's such a crucial time for a new mommy. Now, we touched on this earlier. Many women do complain that breastfeeding hurts a little bit. Should it?
It really shouldn't hurt. Most moms, it's a new experience. They may have a sensation of tugging or pulling, but it really should not be painful. When it is painful, we want to know
mm-hmm.
because it usually is a positional issue. It could be that the baby's not latching correctly. Remember, breastfeeding isn't something that a lot of women come to that say, oh, you know, I've done this. I know it's a piece of cake. Most
right.
of the time, it's like, how do I do this? How does the baby know to do this? We have the babies figure it out very quickly, and so you need to just make sure that that baby is in a good position, tummy to tummy, that the baby's latch is appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Because when a baby is breastfeeding with an inappropriate latch, or there's a positional issue, it can absolutely hurt, and it lets us know we need to do something quickly because
mm-hmm.
we don't want any damage to occur. And lastly, we don't want mom to give up
right.
on breastfeeding because it hurts, because it really shouldn't hurt. So we are so fortunate here at Miller Children's and Women's Hospital in that we have all of our nurses in our labor and delivery unit, as well as our postpartum unit, have all been educated on how to help assist a woman in breastfeeding. And then in addition to that, so they can educate, they can support, and in addition to that, they also know when they need a little bit more assistance. And that's when our lactation consultants come in and can come in with those moms that are really having some challenges and assist them.
Okay, we have 30 seconds left. So for moms or moms-to-be that may be listening, where should they call for more information about lactation services?
They can call 562-933-2744. And that phone is answered by Carrie, who runs our Essentials Breastfeeding Supply Store. She's also a certified lactation educator, so she's really knows how to best direct the mom. Does she need an appointment at our outpatient lactation clinic? Because maybe this mom has already gone home. Is the mom looking for some type of supportive supplies? Maybe pumps, maybe breast pads. We carry quite an array of items that can help support a breastfeeding mom.
Lovely.
And then we do have our clinic 3 days a week.
Oh, good. Okay, excellent. Well, we're going to have you back because we have a lot more to cover. But for the moment, we want to thank you for being on the program today, Terry, for spending some time with us talking about breastfeeding and how very important it is for both mommy and baby. It's been great to have you on the program today. To listen to the podcast or for more information, please visit memorialcare.org. That's memorialcare.org. I'm Deborah Howell. Join us again next time as we explore another weekly dose of wellness brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. Have a fantastic day.